Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, we're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. And I'm very excited, as I know you will be, when you realize who's coming up on the show right straight ahead. Our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and works, I don't know anybody who works harder for small business than Giovanni Cortolo, and I'm very proud to say that he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's brought some information with us that even though it might not be the kind of information that we'd like to have, the results is not as good as we'd like to have. At least it tells us where things are, and that's what we need to know. We need the information. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here, and I tell you, whatever you do, just don't kill the messenger on this report here.
I know what you mean. Hey, Giovanni, again, congratulations on your third quarter study of Small Business Outlook Survey, and thank you for doing this, even though the numbers aren't so great. Tell us about what you found.
Well, we just finished our third quarter Small Business Outlook Survey, and the results are stunning. Nearly 9 out of 10 small business owners feel the U.S. economy is on the wrong track, and that's up almost 10% over last quarter that ended in July.
What do you think they mean when they say wrong track?
They mean that, that's a good question. It's a good question. First of all, they are not hiring. Those that plan to hire fell from 19% to 17%, and we questioned them as to what it meant. And they say economic uncertainty mm-hmm. is driving this. Then second on the list is uncertainty that's coming out of Washington, D.C., uncertainty in the policies. Mm-hmm. And obviously lack of sales tops the list as well. But
those are all really kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways, I mean, it's like a circular reference it's all the same thing.
Well, they certainly feel sidelined, and if they look out into the future, they don't see assurances. They want certainty coming out of Washington, D.C. They're not looking for assistance, and we polled that number. 86% are looking for certainty, and they want Washington to get out of the way. They are not looking for helping hands, and certainly they're ready to roll their sleeves up and create jobs, but they need a little help from Washington in the sense of they can't have Washington imposing these policies on them.
Well, when they say certainty, what they mean to me, Giovanni, is that they believe that if they try to put in a 3-year plan for their business, that they can budget for taxes. When they're working on a longer term business plan, and they're trying to do the financial model on that, so they know how to price their products, who to buy from, what partners to bring in, what products to change to if they think they need to do that, or what kind of investment they need to make in marketing, infrastructure, etc. They need to be able to count on the tax structure. They need to be able to count on what it's going to cost them to employ people and to provide benefits for those people and what they're going to pay those people. And if they feel that the government is not only can't make a decision, but the decisions that it looks like they're making are going to be detrimental to my business, that's the definition of uncertainty.
Oh, absolutely. We're always going to have a certain amount of uncertainty, economic uncertainty, as we look into the future. But what they do is they wake up every morning and the rules are changed. You have a number of regulations coming out of Washington, D.C. that are just hamstringing them. It involves their access to capital. It involves their utility bills. It involves their labor issues. Every issue that they have to deal with, the rules are being changed. Plus, enforcement is going up. And you mentioned the number one area is taxes.
Yeah.
How do I understand what the return of my investment is going to be when I don't even know what my tax structure is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to sell a piece of property or you go to sell a business or invest in a business, you want to know what your capital gains rate is going to be, because that's going to determine the return you get on that certain investment. And in no way do we know what that's going to be.
Exactly.
Giovanni, cost of capital.
We've got to take a quick break. Give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find this report.
It's on www.uschamber.com. Look under Small Business Nation.
All right. uschamber.com. Click on Small Business Nation. It's we're talking about the third quarter Small Business Outlook Survey by the U.S. Chamber. Giovanni Cortolo and I will be right back. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.